Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Judge Amy Coney Barrett just concluded a second day of questioning from senators at her Supreme Court confirmation hearing. NPR's Brian Naylor reports Democrats on the panel once again pressed for her views on the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
The constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act is being challenged by the Trump administration and a group of Republican state attorneys general. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments on the case next month. In a law review article, Barrett criticized the legal reasoning behind a previous ruling written by Chief Justice John Roberts to uphold the ACA statute. But she told senators today her criticism does not extend to the law itself.
I think you're suggesting that I have some hostility to the ACA, which I assure you that I don't.
And Barrett denied suggestions that her criticism was meant as an open letter, as she put it, to President Trump to get him to nominate her to the court. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's doing everything he can to release additional emails from Hillary Clinton's tenure at the State Department. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, President Trump has criticized Pompeo for not doing more.
Trump recently chastised Pompeo for not releasing all of Clinton's emails, reviving a controversy from the 2016 election campaign. Pompeo says he's committed to this and brushes off concerns that he's having government officials violate the Hatch Act by getting involved in politics.
Releasing emails for the sake of transparency can't possibly be a violation of the Hatch Act. It's a ridiculous question.
Pompeo called it an ongoing process, though the State Department told Congress last year that it had completed its review of the handling of classified information relating to emails on Clinton's private server. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.
Spain's northeast region of Catalonia is closing all bars and restaurants for 2 weeks in a bid to slow the spread of COVID-19. The regional government announced the decision will go into effect at midnight on Thursday. Lucia Benavides has more.
The new measures will also affect shopping centers, which will reduce to 30% capacity, and gyms, theaters, and cinemas, which will reduce to 50% capacity. Food takeout will still be permitted. Catalan leaders say they want to prevent another lockdown. Under Spain's new health ministry rules, all municipalities with more than 100,000 residents that meet certain criteria must be confined. None of Catalonia's cities fall under that category, but they're not far off.
Lucia Benavides reporting. On Wall Street, all the major indexes fell today. The Dow lost 165 points. You're listening to NPR News. The conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan escalated today. Each side accused the other of new attacks over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. The region is located within Azerbaijan, but has been under the control of ethnic Armenians since the end of a separatist war in 1994. The current fighting began September 27th. Hundreds of people have been killed since then. The world has just experienced its warmest September on record. NPR's Nathan Rott reports it keeps 2020 on track to be one of the hottest years ever recorded.
September was a month marked by massive wildfires and rapidly developing hurricanes in the U.S., two natural phenomena that are being made more common and more intense by rising temperatures. But warmer than normal temperatures were not just recorded here. Europe had its hottest September on record, Australia and South America the second hottest. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has been tracking global temperatures for 141 years, and the 10 warmest Septembers in that time span have all been recorded since 2005. A sign, among many, that human-caused climate change is not just in the future, it's here. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
A Russian spacecraft arrived at the International Space Station today. It was carrying a U.S. astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts from a launching site in Kazakhstan. The mission is the last Russian spacecraft to carry a U.S. crew member as the U.S. revives its own launch capability. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.